AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Multiple explosive drones attacked Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, before dawn. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky is asking for more foreign help with the war in Russia.
Zelensky, speaking to the meeting of the Joint Expeditionary Force in Latvia, asks for an increase of air defense systems. He says a 100% air defense shield for Ukraine will be one of the most successful steps against Russian aggression. This step is needed right now. Zelensky adds that on Monday morning, Russia used Iranian drones to attack Ukraine. Another compelling reason, Europe states should increase delivery of military equipment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stellantis and safety regulators have confirmed an exploding Takata airbag inflator killed another driver. The company and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reiterated warnings to owners of more than 270,000 older Dodge and Chrysler vehicles to stop driving them until faulty inflators are replaced. Stellantis, formerly Fiat Chrysler, announced two deaths in November caused by the airbags and said it suspected the inflators caused another. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot wraps up its work today and is expected to recommend criminal charges against former President Donald Trump. Police in Canada say a 73-year-old man shot and killed five people at a suburban Toronto condominium building before police officers killed him. James McSween is the York Regional Police Chief.
It's going to take us some time to determine the motive in this investigation and what drew this person here.
One person who was shot is expected to survive. A second person has died after a crush at a London concert venue last night before a performance by Nigerian singer Asake. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte apologized on behalf of his government for the Netherlands' historical role in slavery and the slave trade. This is AP News. A lot of things cost more, even Christmas trees.
A new survey indicates that 85% of those asked feel Christmas trees are worth it, even though they cost more this year, like so many other things. Susan Adams of South Portland, Maine, says it wouldn't really be Christmas without a tree, but she's making do with a smaller tree this year, which costs the same as the bigger tree she got last year. Nearly 21 million live Christmas trees will be sold in these final days leading up to Christmas Day, about the same as last year, according to the National Christmas Tree Association. The bottom line? It appears that a Christmas tree, real or artificial, is a must-have holiday tradition, like toys, Christmas carols, and ugly sweaters. I'm Rita Foley.
Finland's defense minister is taking advantage of the country's new gender-neutral parental leave system, stepping aside in a few weeks to take care of a six-month-old son. Ed Donahue, AP News.